There is no place I'd rather be than in His presence. Thank you for joining us today for our weekly devotional thought. And now our host, Essie Johnson.
Thank you so much for being with us here today at In His Presence. Today our passage comes from 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a workman who does not need to be ashamed, and who correctly handles the word of truth. And that is the NIV version. COVID has brought many challenges to everyone. Teachers of the word are no exception. How can we minister during difficult times or times when we do not physically come together? God, in His graciousness, has allowed us the opportunity to continue to reach out to the people of God, teaching the word. Conference lines and Zoom have grown in use to levels not imagined even 6 months before the pandemic. One pastor shared that the weekly teaching series that he was doing for the local congregation, with less than 100 each week in attendance, now draws hundreds and sometimes even over 1,000 on Facebook as he continues to teach and to preach. God always makes a way for His word to go forth to the people. Paul, in this chapter, instructs Timothy to bring him encouragement and to admonish him to be strong. Throughout his writings to Timothy, we see a pattern, and that pattern has to do with Paul making it a point to encourage Timothy to stand up and to be strong. Perhaps Timothy was by nature a quiet individual who was not especially forceful in his presentation. Paul wanted him to know that there was a time to speak up and stand up. That time was when he was teaching and preaching the word of God. He could not allow people who were teaching their own version of the gospel to go unchallenged. He had to be faithful to the teachings that Paul had mentored with him, that Paul had taught him. It's a fact that we all must one day present ourselves before the Master to account for the deeds we have done or failed to do. Those who teach the word are workmen, craftsmen. They do not have an easy or a safe job. They have a job that requires their very best. During the pandemic, there were essential workers whose job is so important that even during a lockdown, they had to continue to work. We found many of them in hospitals. We found them in grocery stores, fire departments, police departments, and yes, we also found them in churches. Be it messages and ministry by remote or in person, they are those who break the precious bread of life, those who speak words of comfort to the sick and bury the dead, those who must stay before God for a word that will speak to the heart of God's people in these challenging days. Yes, absolutely. Ministers can be considered no less than essential. Paul urged Timothy to know his assignment was an important one, an assignment not to be taken lightly and not one to be looked down on. Today I read what was for me an amusing article about one of the televised talent competitions in Australia. There were complaints because this year's winner was a member of a large mega church, as was another winner in the not-so-distant past. She even chose to sing The Prayer by Andrea Pacelli in the finale. This woman was an active member of her congregation. For some, it just didn't look right for two people to win who were both from the same church and were outspoken about their witness. I thought it strange, as I have never heard anyone complain that there were too many non-believers winning, or someone selecting too many secular songs when given the opportunity to choose their own music. A believer's faith is interwoven with the fabric of their lives, not something we put on once a week or for special occasions. We live our faith. As Timothy went about the hard work of teaching and preaching the daily evangelism that he had been taught, he did not need to feel in any way uncomfortable. He was sharing the precious words of life, the water for thirsty souls, and so he was to share it freely and generously. Timothy did not want to present this precious word in a manner that was not pleasing to God. When we are given an assignment on our job, we want to do it well. We want to know that our work will bring pride not only to us, but to those who work with us, those who are our leaders, those who are our supervisors. None of us want to produce work of which we are ashamed, and we don't want to be associated with it. In the same spirit, Bella Taylor Smith had no problem sharing her faith during Australia's Got Talent competition. There are many people preaching and teaching a word from a God. But the question is, are they teaching the word, the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ? Paul wanted Timothy to feel the necessity of being faithful to his study of the word, being faithful to seeking God's voice as he shared with the people, and the importance of hearing what he needed to share at a particular moment. It is a serious matter if we make garments to sell and we sew them together poorly and they quickly come apart. It is an embarrassing matter when we prepare food professionally and diners taste our food and don't want to eat it because it is prepared poorly. It is horrible if we build houses and the houses are so poorly constructed, people don't want to live in them. But even more serious, when we are called to teach and preach the Word of God, and we prepare poorly and fail to faithfully teach the words of life. No. Timothy had to teach and preach with knowledge, with understanding, and with faithfulness to the one true God. The exhortation was not just for Timothy. It is for everyone that preaches and teaches God's word. We must all do our very best to present ourselves to God as one approved, workmen who do not have to be ashamed, but who correctly handles, faithfully handles the word of truth. Let's pray. Lord God, grant every teacher and minister of the word wisdom, patience, understanding, and help us all to be faithful to the message of the gospel. We ask for special strength for every teacher and preacher during this time, Lord, as they seek to support and encourage the people of God. Many are exhausted, but Lord, I ask that you give them new strength. Many have found this to be a discouraging time. Lord, I ask you to speak encouragement, life, and joy into their spirit, even now. Thank you for these precious ones, Lord. Continue to cover, guide, and direct them. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a blessed and beautiful week, and join us again next time in His presence.
Please share your comments on this broadcast at InHisPresence@nonelikehimanywhere.org.